Miranda Lambert on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Happy Thursday, July 9th, 2026. Today going to be sunny. We've had a rainy few days with a high near 79. So we're going to make it a good Thursday. Okay, let's talk your B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused. So if you love wine, you're going to absolutely love this. Bellisio's just won an award, basically, that they've been winning since 1999. So the Wine Spectator, it's a organization, publication. Well, they just unveiled their 2026 Restaurant Award winners. About 24 restaurants in Minnesota were awarded. One right here in Duluth, Bellisio's, like I said. So obviously, Bellisio's is also a wine bar in the heart of Canal Park, one of my favorite restaurants. They offer over 4,000 bottles of wine and over 500 selections. And so they have been awarded one of three special awards that are given out by Wine Spectator. They got the Best Dove Award of Excellence. Like I said, since 1999, they've been winning this award, so they're probably used to it by now. But they just won again. So congratulations. You can read more about that, e105country.com. A lot of people are like, I don't know what the term is, but love wine. And there's like an art to it and everything like that. I wish that I had like a sophisticated enough taste to enjoy wine. Maybe one day. Also want to mention this, a popular Minnesota marathon just announced a huge change. The Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon is moving weekend. So it's always usually in the beginning of October. Now they're shifting it to between October 10th to the 17th. It's going to stay the same this year, obviously, but next year and then forward, that's what they're going to do, because they shared a bunch of statistics, and even just pushing it a few weeks makes a huge difference in terms of temperature. There's nothing worse than running in the heat. It's also not that safe. And they said that about half of the people that take part in their race, those are new runners, and they've been training and putting in all of the work to cross the finish line for the first time, and this will just help that. So I love that. I absolutely love that reasoning as well. So if you're a runner, you take part in this race, just note that. You can read more at B105country.com and your B105 Buzz. Time now, 6:12. Good morning. Jordan Davis, turn this truck around on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Ken will be in here in just a bit. Otherwise, today we're looking at sunshine and a high near 79. And we have day number two of Downtown Duluth Day, so make sure that you stop on by. So yesterday, you know, there's never really a normal day in this office, just in general. But I was just in the studio, went to my office for a while, and then I heard like a ruckus. I'm like, what is going on? Which is not unusual to hear a ruckus in this office, because we're all a little loud. There were just like llamas and goats out, directly outside the B105 studio. Like, literally, I come in here and there is a giant, it might have been an alpaca. I don't know really the difference. Right outside the window. Right outside the window. Next to the mix studio, there were some goats. I saw a corgi. I was in heaven because you... Jelly Roll on B105. Man, he has had quite a year, quite a few months. So we know by now Jelly Roll and Bunny XO, they have split. The news was kind of shocking, but they both kind of broke down their own sides of the story. Jelly Roll on stage said, you know, I'm always going to love that woman, and sang her praises. And Bunny XO, she shared her side of the story on a podcast. She said she wanted to work through the troubles they've been having, but she told Jelly Roll in a fight, like, just divorce me then if you're unhappy. And then he went and filed the paper. So it seemed amicable. It still seems amicable. Now, she did delete that podcast episode, and people were like, what's going on? She said she's going to explain why she had to delete that episode. Hopefully, you already listened to it. But the real tea is what happened over 4th of July weekend. So according to TMZ, as always, Bunny XO was kissing somebody in the VIP section at Jelly Roll's downtown Nashville bar. Now, this happened on the rooftop. TMZ posted video of Bunny and then reality star Dylan Wolf. He's on a show on Netflix called Calabasas Confidential. I tried to watch it. I couldn't get into it. But they were spotted kissing. Again, this was the 4th of July. There were also fireworks. Very, very interesting. He's 24, like I said, on Calabasas Confidential. Different than the country singer Dylan Wolf, I should mention as well. So, you know, it's a little interesting that this all happened at Jelly Rolls bar. You know, that's a little shady, but she might even have like stock in it. I mean, she has like a whole floor dedicated to her or something like that. He shared a TikTok of the two of them. He captioned it, "Undeleted pod coming soon." Not sure what he's referring to there, but yeah, I mean, I didn't think that she'd be kissing somebody at Jelly Rolls bar, but she's single, so she can do what she wants. But there, that definitely throws a weird wrench in things. But you can read more, beautiful5country.com. Just a strange story. So Luke Combs, he made history yet again, this time overseas. He played a stadium in Sweden called the Ullevi Stadium for his My Kind of Saturday Night tour. He's taken that overseas. It was for 60,826 fans, the largest country music show ever held in the Nordic region. And then also it just was announced that on April 25th, when he was in Ohio, that was the highest grossing show of his career. It brought in $11 million. It also set his own all-time attendance record of 97,357. He made history in Green Bay when he was there in May. So he's just killing it. You can see what he's been up to, B105country.com. And then tomorrow, or I guess tonight at midnight, Tucker Wetmore, he'll have a new song out. It's called "Who Told You That?" I love it. So looking forward to that. And there's Lauren's country lowdown. Just a little bit of tea, just some slight tea, because, you know, no lowdown is complete without a shady story or two. So there you go.
B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. It is 7:08. Let's do the 7:10 laugh off a minute early. That's fine.
Okay. Should I go first?
Sure.
Okay. Why should you never take sides in an argument at the dinner table? Trick question. It's the perfect time to take sides. Bring Tupperware.
Cute.
I thought so.
Cute.
Thank you. I can't remember
the last time we had dinner at the dinner table. It's been such a crazy summer.
It has been.
So far. You know, they say a family that eats together stays together, right?
Yeah.
You know what they say?
Something like that, yeah. Okay.
What happened to my joke? Oh, here it is. Oh, did you hear about the shuttle full of Elvis impersonators that crashed in Las Vegas? No one was hurt, but they were all shook up.
Okay, that's cute. That's cute.
That's pretty funny. Okay, this one's from Shelby, right?
Yep, Shelby.
All right, send it. Here we go.
What did one leaf say to the other leaf? I'm falling for you.
That's so cute.
This is Shelby Kettleson.
Hey, way to go. All right. Cool. Thank you, Shelby.
Cute.
Send us your joke, 710 Laugh Off. Right on the B105 app. That's how you can do that. And coming up, we got half a minute to win it. Right?
Yes, we do. Lake Superior Zoo tickets.
Oh, yeah. It's, sorry, Thursday.
I know. It's the longest week ever and the shortest week ever. I don't know how to describe it.
And I got to tell you what I did yesterday coming up.
I know. I have not heard anything about it.
I got to fly in one of the planes at the Luth Air Show.
That's a big deal.
It was lots of fun.
All right. Well, you'll have to fill us in coming up.
Still over my house.
Wow.
True story. Okay. 710 Laugh Off, B105. Tucker Wetmore, brunette, B105. All right, Lake Superior Zoo tickets up for grabs with half a minute to win it today.
Let's do it.
See who we're going on the phone. See who we're going to play with. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. Okay, so Lauren, you've got the half a minute to win it today. What's Amanda got to do?
So I want you to name five things that you would put on or in your omelet, because today is Don't Put All Your Eggs in One Omelet Day.
Five things you put in an omelet. Okay, all right. That's kind of tough.
I mean, you can put anything in there.
Okay, well, don't say that, Amanda. Amanda, you got. Come give us five things you put in an omelet. You got 30 seconds starting now.
Eggs, bacon, ham, green peppers, and onions.
That is five.
Yeah, you said eggs, but we'll give it to you because you can put eggs in your omelet.
Well, who says you can't put an extra egg in there? Right?
That's true. Congratulations, Amanda.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing. Hey, Ben's going to be in here today, right?
Yes, he is.
He always gets an omelet when he's done here. He goes over to the Lyric and he does.
This
is a build-your-own-omelet. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he puts in his omelet because it's National Omelet Day.
Yeah.
Right?
National Don't Put All Your Eggs in One Omelet Day.
What is that even supposed to mean?
It's a playoff Don't Put All Your Eggs in One Basket.
Yeah.
They just said, like, don't put all your eggs in one omelet. So you could just use that next time.
You good at making omelets?
Actually, I did learn how to make an omelet in home ec class back in high school.
That's a while ago.
It was like 20 years ago.
And haven't done it since.
Yeah, no, not really. Right. I'm not a big breakfast person.
And this is the Breakfast Club again. Yes. We never eat breakfast. We're always starving.
We don't have time. Yeah, we don't have time.
Right. All right. We're going to look at your weather forecast coming up next. And, and I got to tell you about the Duluth Air Show is coming up. I get to fly in a World War II plane.
That's exciting. That's like your dream.
It was surreal.
You were kind of giving Top Gun in the photo that you sent the group chat.
Oh, I wasn't trying to look cool. It just
came naturally to you.
No, not at all. You should have seen behind the scenes. Okay, anyway, we'll talk about that in the air show coming up this weekend on B105. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone, I Ain't Coming Back on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we got Christy from downtown Duluth. How's it going?
We are coming back for Downtown Duluth Days.
Yeah, right. We're on day two now. This is Downtown Duluth Days. I know Lauren was here yesterday at our petting zoo right outside the window.
I don't know if you had any hand in that, but thank you, because I came into the studio. There was, and I don't know if it was an alpaca, a llama. There was a corgi, some goat. So I feel like, I feel like it was meant for me. Do you know if that's coming back?
I'm actually not sure if that's coming back today, but it was a llama. We got really good pictures of the llama out there as well. So
it was a star.
The Miller Dwan Foundation. Yes, the Miller Dwan Foundation. Your neighbors brought them out, so it's great to be able to have them there.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on today then? What do we got planned for Downtown Duluth Days?
Well, yesterday started out a little on the iffy side weather-wise, and we've got some bright sunshine today. So we're looking forward to a full day of all of the great vendors. And again, as we said, 26 food trucks out there. So there's plenty of options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can get those mini donuts in the morning or a crepe or something like that in the morning.
Love that you said mini donuts in the morning. That's great.
Yeah,
there are some crepes out there too, like ham and cheese. So, that could work that way. So savory or sweet.
I saw that just a block down here on my way in. I was kind of scoping over the food. They weren't open when I was coming in so early, but I'm like, oh, there's crepes. And then I saw King of Creams down here and I saw fresh cut fries and I was telling you I wanted French fries, Lauren. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going.
Make it happen.
Yeah, right.
Cheese curds, all of those things that everybody wants. There's seafood, there's burgers, there's ice cream, there's barbecue stuff. There's just about anything that you could ever imagine. So great to see all that food. Plus, our local restaurants are involved as well. So go on and get out of the sun and enjoy some time at those as well. Tonight, we also have a big block party. So that's huge for us tonight. So Fond du Lac Casino and the Fond du Lac Band are sponsoring Chase Innovation. Do you guys know Chase?
I think I've heard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chase, they have been doing 17 years as a Prince tribute band. So we are celebrating the music of Prince. So if we had to say Let It Rain, we would say just Let It Be Purple Rain tonight. How's that?
Yeah, I like that. No, I've been seeing them. Chase Innovation, Salute to the Music of Prince. I'm at Downtown Duluth Days. I can see all that, the information about all that kind of stuff and all what to expect and each block, the layout and everything. You got everything on this. Holy cow.
Yeah, so you can check out the blocks, which ones you want to make sure you get to. There's a lot of great kids' activities. I'm on Communications is presenting all of that, so you'll have a good time with that. Last night we had the car show, classic car show, which was amazing. Just blocks and blocks of classic cars and local music. So we had a wonderful time with that, Tanner's Express Classic Car Show. So we've just had a really good week in our downtown, 8 blocks of great stuff going on, activating Superior Street, the community coming together, and we'll kick it off tonight with Jumpsuit is opening for Chase Innovation. That'll be around 5 o'clock. Bring out your lawn chairs. We'll be in the middle of the street down by Fond du Lac Casino, and then there's also an after party at Blacklist. So people can hang around and enjoy some more music after that.
Cool. Fun night planned. All right. Downtown Duluth. I'm at downtownduluth.com. You can see the events. Go right there to Downtown Duluth Days. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for the food trucks to open up. I'm waiting. I brought my cash and I'm ready to go. Even brought my daughter today. Yeah.
You have to wait a little bit, but soon.
Okay.
And I have to also mention that we have a street dance on Saturday. We can't forget that.
Oh,
so we end out the weekend with the street dance at Dublin.
All right, Street Dance Dublin, and I see Indecent Proposal. Josh is going to be there. Our boy Josh. Okay, cool.
Boy Josh.
Well, thanks, Christy.
Right,
we'll see you down
here. Sounds good.
All right, Christy Stokes, downtown Duluth, and more information, downtownduluth.com. Jason Aldean, and don't... Jason Aldean on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, so I'm not allowed to talk about this air show thing until 8:10, huh?
Well,
we got so much going on today. It's so busy day.
I know. Okay, well, I was thinking we do the lowdown, then we talk about the air show.
Okay, we'll do the lowdown coming up next.
Because there's something juicy, and I did talk about it last hour, but I want to run it by you to get...
Lauren's Country Lowdown, B105. All right, what's up?
So, like I said, talked about this last hour, but I want your take on this. So, Bunny XO and Jelly Roll, you know, they have had a seemingly amicable split.
Okay.
So she had that podcast episode about their divorce, and she kind of talked about what happened and how she wanted to keep fighting for the marriage, but ultimately he filed for divorce. So that's been taken down. She says today at some point she'll explain why. Not sure, but she was spotted kissing somebody at Jelly Roll's bar on 4th of July.
Okay, well.
Which is like, the reason it's a little shady is because it's like, it's Jelly Roll's bar, it's your ex's bar.
Yeah, well. Yeah, what was she doing there? Why would she be there anyway?
Well, I think, isn't there like a floor dedicated to her there or something?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so it's a 24-year-old reality star from a show called Calabasas Confidential. It's on Netflix. I tried to watch, actually. I couldn't get into the show, but now maybe I'll circle back.
24 years old.
And you know what? Jelly Roll, I think she said Jelly Roll has moved on and was dating, too. So,
yeah,
you
right.
Know, but I just, everybody was just like... Oh, wow, at his own bar. So I think it's, I don't want to say it's funny, but.
Yeah. She's 46. He's 24. Okay, whatever.
I got to go watch this reality show. Any excuse for me to watch a reality show, I'm going to do. So anyways, you can read more about that, b105country.com. And then Megan Maroney, she is on tour right now, her Cloud 9 tour. It'll be in Minnesota later this month. She just did an interview where she says she's not writing any songs right now because everybody's been asking her, like, when are you going to start working on new music? This is her first arena tour, so she's like, I'm letting this entire experience consume me. It ends in October, and she said, that's when I'll start writing new music and everything. But she's like, people keep asking me, am I working on new music? She said, no. She said, with her Am I Okay tour, she was writing new music, and she felt like she couldn't really soak in everything that was happening. So she's switching it up this time around.
Okay.
So, love that. And then Randy Travis, he is releasing a new album.
Really?
So, yeah. So, he hasn't had an original album for, like, 2 decades. So, this is going to be, technically, it will be all originals. It's just, like, lost songs that he's recorded or whatever.
Right,
They've been remixed or remastered by his longtime producer. So, one of those songs, Fish On, is out tomorrow, and actually families at St. Jude got to hear some of the music this week. He visited and did a little appearance, so they've heard it. But yeah, I'm excited. New Randy Travis music.
Yeah, first time in 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Okay, Lauren's Country Lowdown, lots of juicy things in there.
Very juicy.
Very, very juicy. B105 and Low Cash. Low Cash, hometown home on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And today we're going to get to a high of about 79. We're warming up this weekend, too. We're going to be like 81 tomorrow, mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday, looking like hot. We can even see some 90s.
Wow. I don't know if it needs to be that hot, but.
Well, it's the hot days of summer. Mm-hmm. Downtown Duluth Day is happening, too. We've got the block party and stuff going on tonight. We talked to Christy a little bit earlier about that. Mm-hmm. And then. Saturday, we got some more stuff happening at Dublin with the street dance and all that kind of stuff. So lots happening. Get downtown Duluth Days, and make sure you wear your sunscreen because it's warm. And,
that is a good PSA.
Right, right. I got a good base going right now, mm-hmm. but I still got to put a lot of sunscreen on. You know,
that's good.
The problem I got now, though, with my hair being back like this, the sunscreen drips into my eyes
mm-hmm.
like sweat, and then I can't see. And then I start looking at the people go, like, are you crying? And I'm like, yes, it's the sunscreen.
Yes, I'm crying. That is a terrible feeling when sunscreen gets into your eyeballs.
All right, well, anybody's got me. Maybe I just need a bandana. That would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try that.
Just changing my look up
every day. Yeah, that would be an interesting look for you.
Okay.
Try it out.
Wait and see. B105, 755, The Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, Luke Combs, Be By You. Okay, so I'm still flying high after yesterday. This was so much fun. If you know me, you know I'm a big, two big things, right? Big World War II nut.
Mm-hmm.
History. I've like seen every documentary 100 times. Also big aviation, really into planes and things like that. All things you know, things that fly. So yesterday, we had the Duluth Air Show coming, and I was lucky enough to be able to get on a quick flight on a World War II era training plane. It was like, it's like a fighter. It was what they used to train pilots in World War II, right?
Yeah.
It was a BT.
Super cool.
BT-13. It had a 9-piston radial engine. And I got to fly in it, and it was a 2-seater. So the pilot Jordan was up front, and I was behind him. Getting into those planes, man, it's like you got to like stand like a motorcycle peg, swing your leg around in there to get in, and then turn around. It's not like as you walk into a ladder, you know.
Yeah.
You got to climb into the thing, you know.
I was picturing like you going really fast upside down. Like I was thinking you were going into a jet. And I was really worried about you. But then when I saw your video, you were just taking it easy. So that's good.
Yeah. I asked when we got there, I'm like, what? Cause I didn't really have much details. I said, what kind of fly we're doing? He was like, we're going to do some sightseeing, but we'll do some maneuvers and stuff. And we did some hard banking at one point, nothing ridiculous, nothing aerobatic, but like 60 degree bank where like you really could feel the G's pull it. It was a lot of fun, but listen to the sound of this. This is 1942 technology. Here, this is what it's starting up. I took a video. I'll be sharing videos of it later on, but this is it. This is what you're hearing in the back seat of the plane.
Wow.
And then when that prop starts going, holy cow, does it get windy. It was an open canopy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was really fun. But then it throttles up and we take off, and it's
fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was really cool. And then I even got to handle the controls for a little bit. So
wow.
Right over Spirit Lake. That's
one way to do some sightseeing for sure.
Yeah, we flew up to the North Shore just a little bit to kind of turned and then went down, followed London Road back to the lift bridge. And then we did a circle of the lift bridge looking down. And it was such a cool moment because the sailing club or whatever was going underneath the lift bridge while we were circling the lift bridge. And then he goes, where do you want to go? I'm like, well, can we fly over my house?
Did your family wave at you?
Yeah, I text them from the plane. I was able to get the phone out of the flight suit pocket, which was...
Yeah.
And I was able to text them and say, I'm flying over right now. And they actually got a picture from the ground.
Love it.
So, yeah, it was a good time. Duluth Air Show going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'm going Saturday, but it's going to be great. Thunderbirds are the headliners, plus all these other... P-38 Lightning is going to be here. The Thunderbird boss is from Esco. So... It's a lot. Lots
it's like
happening.
Your dream. So yeah. Just soak it in.
It's going to be hot, too. We're going to put on some extra, you know, deodorant. It's going to be a warm one. It's going to be like 82 or whatever.
I was
wondering,
like, what? Okay.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. So Duluth Air Show, more information, DuluthAirShow.com. And we'll see you out there. So, and then thanks, of course, for that opportunity. But all right, we'll be back with Cole Wetzel, Morgan Wallen, and more next. B105. Okay, so tomorrow is our first of our backyard barbecue remote broadcast. We're giving away a Traeger Pro 34 pellet grill, and that is from Miner's Ace Hardware in Superior, and then also $500 of Super One Foods. So you get meat and stuff to throw on the grill.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to be at ASP Masaba along Miller Trunk Highway tomorrow, noon to 1. You do have to stop by to enter to win. I'll also have a pair of tickets to see George Burgeny and Munsick this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's even a bonus prize for you.
Yes, exactly. Right. Lots of reasons to come out on your lunch break.
Tomorrow, noon to 1, right, on Miller Trunk Highway, ASP Masaba. So, and then we'll be having another one the week after that, and another week after that, and then all the way up until Labor Day, and then we're giving away the big prize. Mm-hmm. So, cool. We'll see you tomorrow. More information, B105Country.com. Hello, Langley, Houston, Texas, on B105. It's 8:27, and we are going to look at your weather forecast. Getting hot here in the hot days of we finally got there, you know. It's been such cool spring, but we'll talk about that coming up. Also, downtown Duluth kind of coming alive right now. Downtown Duluth days, I see them setting up over here, and they got, I don't know when the food trucks start opening. I'm hoping soon.
I don't because, know. You know, I saw the Up Dog food truck roll by. I think that might be hot dogs. And then I saw the crepe stand somewhere close
down
by.
There, yeah. That's over on like 4th Avenue.
That sounds good.
West.
Yeah.
King of Creams is over there. It's funny how I see him as I come in. I'm like, make a mental note. King of Creams truck is over there on 2nd Avenue West.
It's really tough when we have to stare at it all morning. And then it's like, you know, we want to support.
Well, we have to, right?
We have to. Yeah.
Downtown Duluth days. Come on down. More details, downtownduluth.com. And your weather is next on B105. Dirks, what was I thinking? On B105, it is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we got Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men with us. Hi, Ben.
Hello,
hi, Ben.
Friends.
How are you doing?
You know what? I'm hanging in there, as they say. Yesterday was day one of what I will always call sidewalk sales, which is, of course, downtown Duluth days.
Right.
And I think my body's just telling me that I'm getting old because I'm just tired. It's a long day. But I also stayed till the end of the car show and the end of the bands as well. But it's just a long day on your feet downtown.
Yeah, well, hey, that's good, though, to have both people down here and all the food and all the vendors and stuff.
Oh, yeah, great turnout, and the weather turned for us. So it was awesome, and today's going to be even nicer from the looks of it. So it's going to be a win-win all the way around.
And I saw you got a sales rack.
Yeah, we got great deals outside, and we're doing some deals inside as well. And it's just kind of funny because I think a lot of people will use downtown Duluth days kind of as an excuse to come downtown. They haven't been down in a while. So we sell way more stuff inside the store than we do with the great deals outside the store. Because, like, I'm down here anyways. Might as well check this and check that out. So if you haven't been downtown in a while, today is a great reason to come on down because you've got, like, over 100 vendors on the streets. You got food trucks, and then you got great deals at all these local shops as well.
Love it.
What food trucks, what's the scoop on the food trucks? You got any recommendations?
So my wife always gets the chicken egg rolls. I think it's called the Taste of Saigon.
I've been to that one before during
it's the greatest thing in the world. I tend, because last night my kiddo came down with me to watch my business partner's band play. He played right out in front of the store pretty much. And he loves mini donuts, so we got one from the mini donuts truck.
I always get the mini donuts.
You have to.
What's Tom's band's name?
The Northern Thunder Band.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And they're very good. I like them very much. And it was Joshy's first time getting to see them because, you know, normally they play in, you know, bars and casinos. And six-year-olds, historically, not real welcome in those places.
Probably not.
Yeah, so he wanted to make an effort to come out last night after baseball to come and see Tommy's band. And he was pretty enamored by the whole thing.
It's cute.
It was pretty cute. So
Northern Thunder Band.
But then I always get the King of Creams.
I saw fresh cut fries.
Yep. So they do like a great burger basket, and it's tough to turn those guys down every year. So there you go.
So you don't turn them down every year.
I don't turn them down. I buy them every year. So that's kind of my my food truck thing. And today I will probably get cheese curds because it's like the one day a year that I will have cheese curds. So that'll be my
snack. You got to live a little.
But I'm so busy at the store. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm tired. I got to stay stationary for a while today.
I'm older than you. Careful now.
That you can't eat cheese curds.
That's true.
And make sure you wipe your hands after you eat the cheese curds though, before you handle the fine clothes.
Not exactly advantageous when you're selling clothes for a living. You have hands full of grease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he washes his hands, folks.
Don't
worry.
Don't forget it.
At least once a week.
At least.
Well, right.
So there.
Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men. We'll enjoy downtown.
You betcha.
We'll see you soon. We'll be walking over there later.
Yeah, we'll be out there till 5 today.
I'll wave when you're walking by with King of Creams or whatever when I come by. All right. We'll see you later. Okay, it's 840 B105. Tim McGraw, just to see you smile on B105, Northland's number one for new country. We'll see you later. We got Joe coming in next. Listen while you work, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Enjoy the food trucks. I'm going to head out right now and see if any of them are open or rap on the windows
and
say.
I just really hope.
You guys open yet?
Really hope the petting zoo is back. Please. It was so busy, too.